Good morning. My name is Daniel Peterson. I'm conducting this meeting in my capacity as chairman of the board and president of the Interpreter Foundation. My longtime friend and colleague Jack Welch, representing BYU Studies, will offer a few remarks at the conclusion of today's proceedings. I have to explain to you right off that I've determined a resolution to be ruthless in maintaining the schedule here. I'm going to really make an effort, so we're starting right on time, and I'm going to try to keep it moving along because we've got a lot of material to get into these minutes together this morning and up till about 12:45 or 1 o'clock. We're pleased that you can be here with us and delighted at the willingness of our presenters to offer this program, which I think you'll find very stimulating. I've asked Lewis Midgley to offer an invocation on our behalf. Thank you. In case you haven't noticed, today is Pi Day, by which I'm not referring to a baked dish of fruit, meat, and vegetables. Today is 3-1-4-1-5. That won't happen again for a century. I just thought you needed to know this if you hadn't already thought about it. But the subject of today's conference is much more important than Pi Day. It focuses on substantial questions of meaning and origin, for what Joseph Smith described as the keystone of our religion. Thus, on behalf of BYU Studies and the Interpreter Foundation, I'm delighted, excited, really, to welcome you to this symposium, which is entitled Exploring the Complexities in the English Language of the Book of Mormon. I'd like to thank some people who are participating here. I will probably leave some people out besides the speakers and so on, but Jennifer Hurlbut, who is helping out, Rosalind Helps, and Eborn Books is around somewhere, I believe. An initial effort toward a critical text of the Book of Mormon was undertaken by Robert Smith under the sponsorship of the Foundation for Ancient Research in Mormon Studies, or FARMS, between 1984 and 1987. In 1988, Royal Skousen commenced his work on Book of Mormon textual history, which remained for many years under the sponsorship of FARMS and its successor organization, which continues still today. And this flows out of that work and associated work. Our principal speakers for the symposium will be in this order: Stanford Carmack, Jan Martin, Nick Frederick, Royal Skousen, and John W. Welch, who's the editor of BYU Studies, will offer concluding remarks. We brought a very makeshift program, which some of you may have seen. I don't know that we have enough for everybody. I apologize for that. This is the moment in a conference when you begin thinking of all the terrible things that you've left out, all the mistakes you've made, the things you should have taken care of and forgot about. So I'm just waiting to see what catastrophes may yet loom. But I think we have it pretty well covered. Between Jan Martin's presentation and that of Nick Frederick, which is to say between the second and third speakers, there'll be a 15-minute water and restroom break. Questions will be taken in writing at the end of each presentation. We'll hand index cards out during the presentations to those who wish to pose a question, and we'll gather them up at the conclusion of each presentation. In case we don't get to every question, we encourage those who submit questions to write their email addresses on the cards, so that if necessary, a reply can be made afterward.